You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Celicia Thomas, and today, y'all, we've got a bona fide superstar. She made her Broadway debut while she was still in college, a junior in college at Pace University, in the principal role of Alana Beck in the Tony Award-winning Dear Evan Hansen. As a senior in college, she landed the starring role of Caroline or Change. Y'all, please welcome Samantha Williams.
Oh my God. That was such a nice intro.
It's like, when you hear people say it, it's like, oh my goodness, I did that, huh? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Just, where are you?
I'm in Texas right now.
Nice.
Yeah. You were saying 12 Eastern time and I was just right there with you, but I'm in Central time right now.
But you know what? God bless you. I did not know that you were there.
I'm so used to it by now, so I just like can adjust. But yeah, I'm in Texas, in Houston, Texas, at my mom's house. I've been here since like the end of March.
And okay. We're just living. I want to know, Sammy, where did you come from? Like, how dare you slay, like, out the gate? Like, you, this is your, Dear Evan Hansen was your first professional show.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, gosh. Can you say anything about that? Like, did you perform growing up? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, I've always loved performing. I mean, I started singing before I could talk, according to my parents, you know. And I actually, for the longest time, thought I was going to be a doctor because my parents are both like in the medical field, and like I was like applying to pre-med, that's kind of like what I was going to do for college. And then I was like, you know what? No, like my true heart and soul is in performing. So then I went to Pace, and now we're here. But I went to performing arts high school for high school.
Okay.
That I will give me everything that I needed, to be honest. Yeah.
That is so bomb. And so you're just like, you know what? I think I'm going to go pursue this Broadway thing. And it just like, do you still have a love for being a doctor? Is that still like somewhere?
No, I mean, like, I just, like, I love science. And like, I like the idea of being able to like save people's lives and like change their lives. And I realized that you can do that with art and you can do that with theater. And I think that's like the biggest thing that drew me to it. So yeah. So now I feel like I feel fulfilled in doing that. And like, this is just the way it like manifested itself. So.
Oh my God. That is so.
Going to medical school.
That is so good. So you were in, was Caroline or Change in previews?
It was. We were the day everything shut down. It was supposed to be our invited dress rehearsal.
Dang.
So that's a whole thing. But it's coming back. Hopefully,
it's coming back.
Whenever Broadway comes back, it's for sure like set. The producers were like, "We're not like you're not going to be out. Like it's not canceled or anything like that." So it's good to have something to look forward to.
And how was it going while you were in rehearsals?
It was good. I mean, it was just like magical, to be honest. Like everyone in that cast was a family. Like it was so great and refreshing to be part of, like, to be in a cast with other Black people too.
Right, right.
Dear Evan Hansen was pretty white, so it was nice to just, like, see, like, people who looked like me and sounded like me, and, like, it was just, like, a good family vibe. And the director was he's so incredible. So whenever that comes back, it's gonna be
so special.
Yeah, it's gonna be so special. So,
oh, that is, and okay, sidebar, do you ever feel like any pressure being in these big roles and being so young?
Yeah, I honestly, we're going to just be honest on this podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Now that it's been a few months, I am so happy, not happy about Corona or any people dying or anything like that, but I'm happy. Right. I'm so grateful for this time that I was given, because I get a little ahead of myself sometimes. And it was getting a little scary for me. I was just having moments, like, just, you know, all the pressure of, like, being a lead and it just moving so fast and not having time to breathe. Like, I went from Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway to Dear Evan Hansen on tour for a month or something, then straight to Broadway rehearsals for Caroline. Like, it was just, like, nonstop. So I am so happy that I was given this time. And now when I come back, I'm going to look at it so differently. Because it's not normal. Like, it was becoming normal. Like, things were starting to feel normalized in a sense of, like, yeah, like, I'm doing this. Like, it's fine. And then, like, the pressure would come. And then I would just, like, try to, like, ease it down. But now there's, like, this new level of, like, excitement. And, yeah, so I'm just really excited.
That's so powerful. Were you also juggling school during that?
Yeah.
How?
Wait, this semester. I graduate in November.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Sammy! Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
First, like, congratulations. That is no easy feat. College on its own is its whole, like, it is no easy feat. It's so
something.
So for you to do both is just, it's truly incredible. We'll be right back right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I want to know, in Dear Evan Hansen, were you wigged or did you have to wear your own hair?
I had to wear my own hair.
The whole time?
Yes. And in Carolina Change.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because some people are okay with that and some people are like, heck no.
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I don't have to, like, worry about a wig or, like, anything falling off my head, because I was, like, new to it, whatever. I was like, yeah, this is totally fine. And then after a while I was like, wait, like, no, like, this is horrid. Like, I could never do anything different with my hair. I had to – for Dear Evan Hansen, I had to, like – they would never let me, like, straighten or curl it, but, like, it didn't – I was like – I'm not going to look any less Black if my hair is, like, a little, like, different. Like, it's going to be fine. But they were so adamant about it being curly. And I had to slick it back like this in, like, a high detail every day. So my edges were kind of getting a little out of control. Like, I was getting headaches. Like, it was just not.
No.
Just after a while, it just gets so old. So then I was like, okay, for my next show, like, I'm going to be wigged. Like, when I move to go to Carolina Change, I'm going to be wigged. But they just have, like, I mean, it's so out of love. And, like, I'm sure they, like, mean well. But I feel like a lot of hairstylists, like, they see my hair and they're like, oh, no, we have to use it. Like, it's so, like, we cannot put a wig on luscious locks. Like, you have such, like, great hair. Like, what does that even mean, you know?
Right.
So for Carolina Change, they cut bangs, which I was lit for. At first I was like, oh, this is lit. But they cut them like in the style of like the 60s. So they were short. I had to, like, live my life with these like short bangs, and it just was not it. Like, they're all growing out now, as you can see.
Oh, wait, your real hair. They cut your real hair in short bangs.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they gave you a bang to clip on.
That would be so easy, right? No, they decided to cut my real hair. So it was like, I had like short bangs like this, which.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So full disclosure.
I have a bang. I'm dead. That is, look at God. See how easy that is?
I was like, I literally, so easy. So I just got a little bang.
Literally what your hair is what my hair was for the show. So it was just like a high ponytail. Except I had like bangs right here.
I mean, that's so cute. I'm like,
And this is super easy to do. So like, I wasn't mad about wearing my hair for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we're not coming.
Okay.
To go back is what I'll say.
Good to know. So in Dear Evan Hansen, they never had you straighten your hair. Cause I've heard so many different things. So I'm so glad I get to ask you, cause you were in it. You would know.
Yeah, they never had me straighten my hair, but like that was only because they didn't. Like, I'm like, how can I say? It's like they have like a product, obviously. Like, all the Alanas used to wear, like, or usually do wear braids, and the Zoes have to have like this like flowy like. Hair, like long hair, can't be curly or anything like that. Like when, you know, Diamond Essence White?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So every time, so she was a Zoe Alana cover. One time I don't think she would care if I say this. She had her hair in braids and the stage manager was like, that's not Zoe hair. But she got like an okay from the hairdresser to just be like, yeah. She was like, why can't Zoe have braids? Like, what the, like, huh? Like, so, yeah. And then for me, like, I was, like, I remember one time I wanted to do, like, I just wanted to switch it up. Like, we had to wear, like, come on. Like, you know, so I was, like, can I, I'll make sure to wear my hair half up, half down. But do you mind if I, like, curl my hair and, like, make it, like, loose, like, big curls one day? Like, because I think it was, like, I don't know. I think we were, like, close to, like, Thanksgiving or something. I wanted to look cute.
Right.
And then, like, and they were like, no. I was like, why? Like, literally, why does it, like, what is the difference? Like, it's the same hairstyle. So it's just very interesting. They have, like, a specific product in mind. And, like, I feel like the black people have to look black. And, like, the white people have to look, you know, whatever.
And, you know, I think that's really interesting because it's, like, it seems like they want black people to not have to conform to white. Which is good. I think that's like, I think like it, they're coming from a place of like, okay, we're not going to try to whiteify you. But at the same time, it's kind of taking
away. Yeah. At the same time, it's like, look, it is like, I can assure you, like, the audience is not hurt if like I want to like switch my hair up a little bit, especially if I'm wearing my natural hair.
Are there any black people working? In that department in either show? Okay.
Absolutely right. Not even in Carolina Change. You know how crazy that is?
Yeah. I don't understand.
It makes no sense. And their thing is like, well, it's not as like, they're like, they just don't like, the access hasn't been given there, or like, I'm like, or y'all just not looking, or you making it too hard to be there. You know what I mean? Like,
that is okay. I'm sitting down with Gio tonight, which I know he is a black hair supervisor on Broadway, and I'm so excited to like ask him like, how many of you are there? Is it just you? Like, he works on Tina right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's very many. No. And I want to know, why is it like, is it hard to get in? So
yeah,
like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
And but for so many characters, like so many shows with Black people in them, there should be people who are very, that know what to do. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, I would hate to ever feel like, like, I hate when I feel like my hair is like a burden or like, oh, what are we going to do with this? It's like, that's your job. Like I went to school for acting. This is your job. Like, you should know how to do this, period. Right. But luckily, like, for most of the hairstylists and the people that I've run into, it's been like pretty okay for the most part. Yeah.
Good. So I'm looking at your hair. If you guys are listening right now and you can't see Sammy, her hair is so effortlessly gorgeous. Just these beautiful, healthy curls cascading over her shoulders. She's flicking it back and forth and laughing into the air. What has been your hair journey like growing up? Have you always embraced your curls? Like, do you switch it up? Do you straighten it? Like, tell me things.
Yeah, well, I went through a stage where, of course, I straightened my hair, as we Black girl did, unfortunately.
As we all did, or do sometimes.
I didn't do it every day or anything. I wasn't like that, but I did always, when I was younger, feel like better or prettier with straighter hair, which is, you know, just part of our world. But then I learned to embrace them, and I love it. Like, I feel like I... Every now and then I'll straighten my hair, like, but even then I always add like a little curl. Yeah. I feel so much more me with curly hair. And I,
right?
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's because I'm older or like what the deal is, but like with straight hair, I don't, like when I see a photo of myself with straight hair or curly hair, I prefer the curly hair now, which is huge for me. I used to not be like that.
I think that would be huge for, I honestly, Sammy, I feel the same way. I'm like, that's more me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the American standard of beauty, like of what we grew up with, is always kind of said that this is not it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, let's straighten our hair. Let's put on the straight hair, wigs, whatever. But I would feel glamorous, but I never felt like me.
Yeah. Same.
But it looks good, I think. Like,
oh, yeah, it looks great. But like, this is so much more like, I mean,
your essence.
Yeah, it's like, I would rather like be myself. Also, like, in terms of like professional things and like, like, you know, like performances and stuff. When I was younger, I'd always, or like in high school, I'd always feel the need to like straighten my hair for stuff like that. And now it's like, I don't want to straighten my hair like that because my hair is never straight, and I want people to like see me for who I am, because that's half of performing, you know?
Yes. And when other people see you embracing it, it gives them permission to embrace themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To stand in their power. I saw one of your Instagram posts. You're so funny on Instagram, by the way. Wait, are you a YouTuber, or is that like your thing? Like,
so the joke is, I am secretly, this can't be anymore. I'm obsessed with YouTube. I will watch YouTube tutorials and like stuff like that for hours on end. Like, so I have this running joke with my friends. Like, I'll send them videos of myself and I'll be like, "Hi YouTube, like, it's me." Like, being dumb. Maybe I'll start a channel though, just for fun.
It's hilarious. I'm like, I think she's kidding around, but this is so funny. Like,
I'm a clown. I'll play my favorite song.
I saw one of your posts and it said, I thought it was so beautiful, and I'm gonna butcher it because I don't have it in front of me right now, but you mentioned, you're like, let's chat about skin. When you were little, you wanted to have lighter skin because your mom is
Puerto Rican.
And you're Afro-Latina, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to look more like your mom, and now you embrace the skin, the beautiful skin that you're in. Like, what is that journey? It's such a beautiful journey. Like, can you talk about it?
Yeah. I feel like for the longest time, especially in like Hispanic, like Latina, like Latinx culture, like there's like this whole thing with colorism. And for the longest time, I just always, so like half of my family is like Puerto Rican and like light, and the other half is like Black slash Dominican slash Caribbean, like Haitian. And my entire life, I like grew up wanting to like, just not my entire life, but like when I was younger, I just wanted to be like lighter because I always saw that as like better or like more praised. And like, even
what
like
TV does.
Yeah, what TV does. And also just like even in family, like my like Puerto Rican side, love them to death. But like they're like, especially like my grandmother, like they're older. So like, you know, they would just say little things like, oh, you don't want to get too dark. Like, make sure you put in the, like, just like little things. Obviously, like, it's all good now, but like, right, when you're not living in this skin, you don't realize how much, how heavy your words can be, you know? So yeah, for the longest time, like, I mean, I would be outside with like a little towel, when in reality, like, I'm cute. I love being dark. I want to be black, black, I mean, black. Like,
you're gorgeous. So
it's like
stunning.
Like now it's like, I'm out in the sun and like, I want to be darker, you know? But for the longest time, it's like, oh, let me sit in the shade, you know? So, I've just been able to like embrace it. And I think in the post, I was like, it's so radical when we embrace who we are, because society and the world and just like everything around us is so Eurocentric and like white and like all, it's just so that it is so radical when we choose like ourselves and choose black and choose brown and choose nappy and curly and kinky and all that stuff. Yeah.
You've given me such chills. I think like one of my friends said something about how come when a black woman posts that like, I am empowered, I am strong, I am beautiful, it's like literally a revolutionary. We are living in a culture where us loving ourselves is a revolution,
yeah,
instead of the norm. Like,
yeah.
And it's just, I think what you've said, Sammy, is just so relatable, and it's just so, it's refreshing and such a beautiful, like, it's just so beautiful to see you embracing yourself, because there are so many other girls who are your same skin complexion or darker who are like, oh, well, I really look up to Samantha Williams and she loves herself. And if she loves herself, I think that maybe I'm beautiful too. Like, when they see you, it gives them the permission, like, oh yeah. I'm fierce too, because I look like her.
absolutely. And there's like not a lot of people that look like us and like, you know, like in, yeah, at the front line. So like whatever we can do to like embrace ourselves so that other people can too is important.
You know, I think it's kind of funny. Like, I grew up in California and my friends, we were always trying to be darker.
Mm, yeah, of course.
It's like so different. And like even the white girls and growing up and in pageants even, like,
yeah,
they would get tans and they would be the same color skin as me or darker. I'm like, it's so flip-flopped. Sometimes, like, depending geographically where you live.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Y'all trying to be black.
Literally.
Like, what?
It's insane.
It is beautiful and desirable, and it's, like, just a matter of perspective. So,
sure. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. We'll be right back right after the break. I am curious, what products are you using right now in your hair?
Hey, don't be mad.
Oh, no, you got some Pantene.
No.
What do you got?
I am the worst because I don't have like a set routine. Like, I like switch it up a lot. I know.
How dare you?
I used to be like super on Diva Curl. That used to be like my main thing. But then all that stuff were like, something.
Yes.
Yeah. We're like losing hair or something. So I stopped using that. And now I've been using, I guess I do have a routine. I use the Soft Pillow, Jessie Soft Pillow Curls, use that. And then I use this other curl cream that my mom gave me. And then I'm the worst. I also use, I just started using a diffuser. Because usually I just like wash it, you know, whatever, and then put my product in it, comb it out, and then just let it air dry. But I started using it. I used a diffuser yesterday again, and like it just loosens my curls a bit. So it makes them just look so much longer. Like, so it's just like a different look. Yeah, I am kind of the worst when it comes to like, so when you told me I was coming on the show, I was like, oh God, she's gonna be.
It's a good thing to hear, especially since you don't have like your set routine, like you switch it up. That kind of tells me that it's important how you put product in if you're using a bunch of different things, because your hair has always looked bomb in the pictures that I've seen and whenever I've seen you in person. So just go over that again, like your application process. Like,
okay, so when Diva Curl is a thing, this is old, I used a lightweight defining gel, and it honestly doesn't do anything bad to my hair, so sometimes I still use it, to be honest. Anything like lightweight is great for my hair texture. I use a Jessie Pillow Soft Curl thing. This wide tooth comb is what I always comb my hair with.
Nice.
And then just a diffuser, and then I call it a
day. What diffuser? Do you have the diffuser in there?
This is a Kona Pro.
Oh. Yeah.
You just kind of, you know. It's not one of the like ones that is like the hand, which I do want to invest in. This is like a little cheaper, but it does the job.
Clearly, it does the job. I'm like, your curls are bomb.
This is what you would be mad at.
Yeah, I'm like,
it works though. It's horrible.
I'm not gonna lie. I've got a few Pantene products in my in my shelf as well.
Like, when it's cheap. I also use this, which is like a curl activator by like AG Hair Care.
Nice. Recoil hair, AG Hair Care.
Yeah, it really works. And then obviously like I use like Cantu and all that stuff. And I also do a lot of hair masks with like avocado, eggs, and like stuff like that. But that's me.
Okay. How... Last question. How often do you do a hair mask?
I probably do one every like 2 weeks or so. 2 to 3 weeks.
That's often.
2 weeks.
That in a good way. I'm like, dang, that is what I need to get on, is that hair mask game, honey.
Yeah, it's just it also just like, it's so refreshing to just like take time for yourself. Like, it's good for your curls, but like mentally, like, just doing your hair, and you can put on a face mask and just like take the day.
Just like self-care Sunday or something like that. I am so in love with you, Sammy. Thank you for spending time. I want to ask you one last question before you go. What are you grateful for right now? Like, what's keeping you going during this mess?
Oh my gosh. I have a few things there. Grateful for my pup, Jackson.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Thankful for him. Thankful for this time with, or grateful for this time with my mom. She's like my best friend, my soul sister.
Nice.
And I'm grateful for like all like the new relationships and friends that I've made over this time. Oddly, like,
right?
It's so weird. Yeah.
That's great. Like, honestly, it's like being separated from everybody, but still finding community in these unassuming places.
It's like brought me so much closer with a lot of friends, and like got a new man's like.
Okay. I'm like, that's that glow that I'm seeing on this camera. I'm like, get it, mama, get it.
No,
oh
but-
my goodness.
Yeah, just like friends and life, and just grateful for this time to breathe, honestly. Yeah.
And with that, folks, Samantha Williams, thank you so much for joining us. Bye, girl. You're the bomb. You're the bomb.
You're the bomb. Thank you. This was so fun.
You guys, Sammy is so much fun. I am just like, who is she? She's amazing. Follow her on Instagram. She's there at Sami. That's S-A-W-M-I-E. Give her some love. She's the bomb. Cannot wait till she's back starring on Broadway in Carolina Change. Mwah! Love you, girlfriend. Shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD, sung by yours truly, if you want to listen to the whole thing. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. Love you, Colin. All right, follow us on Patreon. Rate this podcast. Leave a review. Tell a friend. Share the love. I appreciate you guys so much for, like, listening consistently. I'm like, this is such a blessing, and I hope that you guys are being blessed as well. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. What was that? I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.